Well, I don't know how many times I've come and spoke to you, and the frustration of us to we keep saying we're going to give somebody a hiding. I don't think we're going to give Leicester a hiding, but certainly with the chances we've had, the clear-cut chances that we've had, has probably outweighed their possession, even though Eldon had some moments where his handling was terrific. And we scratch our head in the frustration because we've played well, particularly first half, created the chances, missed them. And it's a frustration of mine that, you can't keep expecting to create 10, 12 chances to convert one. We've got to be a bit more clinical than what we have been, and especially against teams now who know the way we play at home. Again, with the team have come and played one striker up front against us and packed the midfield, and it's difficult to play against at times. So when the chances come, it's imperative that you take them, and unfortunately we haven't.
To that end, how desperate are you to get a striker in
Well, I'm
January?
not desperate for a striker. It's just we can call round, a few. Abdullah, for example, today has had the best chance of the game.
Yeah.
Now, when you see him jumping up there and go, he's heading towards it, you think it's in the back of the net because that's what it normally does. He's put it past the post, and then Jay's had two gilt-edged chances. So I'm not looking to bring a striker in specifically, unless, I keep telling the supporters, unless he's going to significantly improve us, which always in January, it's very difficult to get a player out in January. It's like somebody trying to buy off us now. We're not going to let it happen. So, it is what it is, and if there is somebody, then we'll act.
Sione Aluko came back in today. How did you feel he did?
Well, I'd pay me money to watch him all the time. He makes the game look so simple at times. He does the most difficult thing of the lot, to turn around so quickly the way he does and receive the ball the way he does. He's just a naturally gifted footballer, and let me tell you, the team will benefit with him in the team because he's had a great 4 or 5 months, and we were worried a month ago when you have to have injections into Achilles and calves. Believe me, it's not a healthy situation. So we're delighted that he's got over it. Touch wood, let's hope that he can stay fit for the rest of the season.
One good thing he's not in the Nigerian squad to go to African
Well, of
nations.
course, that's a big, big, huge bonus for us. They must have some good players. Well, Nigeria have got some good players, no question about that. But for us, I'm delighted, and it gives us a chance that we can have him for January at least.
Okay, I'm going to talk to Eldin Jakubovic, but he's just behind you, so be nice
Well,
about it. How do you feel he did?
I've just said in the dressing room, he's probably been in dark times. And as I've said repeatedly to all the foreign lads, especially to come into the championship, England is difficult. England is not like playing, no disrespect, Eldin, who's behind me, like playing in Russia or playing in Greece, the way he's played before and played very, very well. It's all a bit hustle and bustle. And sometimes it takes 3, 4, 5 months for them to just find their feet, get sorted out, and thankfully come to terms with it. And thankfully, Eldon in the last couple of games has done fantastically well, and he should be very, very pleased with himself. And them dark moments when he's thinking, I'm not going to get a game here, and hates me guts. Today he can go home and have a glass of wine and be very pleased with himself because he did very well.
Any injuries out of today that would worry you
No,
for Saturday?
no, thankfully, no injuries to report, which is important.
And just January transfer window, have you got anything in place at the moment?
No, I can genuinely say I haven't got anything genuine in place. Of course, we're ringing round all sorts and get agents and agents and agents ringing. Never stops. Even yesterday, I've had a phone call from an agent, would you believe, which I found very disturbing.
He must be on a decent commission Christmas Day.
He'll not be on any commission, have I? Get me hold on him. But there you go. But that just shows you that it's non-stop. But as I've said repeatedly, we've got a very good side here. And it'll take something a bit special to improve us. If we can't get somebody, then we'll try our best.
I always like to throw one name in an interview. Steve Morrison at Norwich, anything in that, former Millwall striker?
Again, would Norwich sell him now?
Have you made an inquiry?
Well, no, I haven't, honestly.
Right,
I've not. I've not made an inquiry, but then again, I've spoke to 30 managers over the last three and a half, 4 weeks to see what the market is, but... He's another name where, of course, if you become available, then we might be interested.